This is part two of the success call with Craig Hartraft.
Craig, you mentioned that you're starting to advertise on the radio. It's pretty fresh. It's pretty new, so we really don't have much of a feedback from it yet, a track record. However, you said you're getting a lot of leads. What type of message are you advertising out on the radio right now?
Well, Matt recommended me in my area to go with the local country station. So the host there is the one promoting me, and Matt asked for some success stories. So we shared those success stories, and this personality that they have here on the country station, he's pretty funny. So he'll put a funny message together and just say, hey, I just spoke to Craig the other day, and here's what happened. And they'll tie in the success story saying, hey, this one home was on the market for 130 days with this one realtor, didn't sell. Craig took it over and sold for $277,000, and it sold in 3 days. Or Craig had competing agreements on this one property, and they got $1,000 above price. So he'll give them some success stories. Plus, we do offer the guaranteed buyback, so and the easy exit program. So he'll blend that into the radio ad.
What do you look for in a team member when you're doing your hiring?
That's a very good question. We have changed that philosophy quite a bit recently. I was one of those people who was quick to hire, and I went to this leadership conference back in October, and they really helped us focus on the hiring process to have the employee match with our core values and our philosophy and our culture. So when we hired Laura here, the past a month or two, it took us a good 2 to 3 months to find that person. And we've just been very happy with those results. And again, we'll be more intentional here in the future.
So you're looking for someone who matches your culture and values?
Yes.
How would you define your culture and values?
Well, our culture is we're driven by goals, personally and professionally. And I had some employees in the past, they weren't goal-minded. They did not want to share personal goals plus their business goals. And again, we made that very upfront that we're very goal-oriented. We're very customer-driven. We want to have raving fans. That's part of our mission statement, that we want to have raving fans. Part of one of our core values is communication. We want to make sure they are in line with our definition of communication, where we pride ourselves to return calls promptly. We pride ourselves to be staying in touch with our clients and to follow those core values.
Do you prefer to hire experienced or inexperienced agents?
We've done both. I would say we're 50-50 on both. So we'll hire people that have experience, and we will hire people that do not have experience. It's a little bit more time-consuming training that person does not have experience, but they don't have bad habits either.
Is everyone licensed on the team?
Yes, everyone's licensed, other than the courier.
Very good. So all the staff is licensed as well?
Yes.
Well, Craig, you've got all these people running around in different directions. People are going to ask the question, are you profitable?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Our expense level is 40%, so 60% is profit. Like, I'm with Prudential, so my gross commissions are after Prudential gets paid and after my buyer's agents get paid. So what's left over is my gross commission. So that of that gross commission is 60% of that is profit.
Craig, for time management, you seem to have a pretty good grasp of controlling your time. How are you doing that?
I start out with a perfect day. And what I will do is I'll mark a perfect day for 2 weeks in pencil in my day timer. So I will block out appointments. So for example, I'll give you an example of a day on Monday. Not Monday, because Monday's my main phone calls, but let's say Tuesday. My perfect day for like on a Tuesday, I'll come in the office around 9:15, 9 o'clock, and I'll check email and return miscellaneous phone calls from 9 to 9:30. And 9:30 to 10 o'clock, I'll do some minor administrative items. And then I will meet with my staff once a day. And my perfect day, I have them scheduled from 10 to 10:45. And each staff member will come in. I'll have a folder for each of them. And I'll review anything I delegated to them the day before. And anything they need to share with me, I'll put in that folder or I need to do back. So I'm not interrupting them. I used to have staff that used to be always upset because in the middle of the day I'd always interrupt them when they're doing their work. So I learned that if I keep a folder next to me with their name on it, if I think of something to give to them and it can wait the next day, I just put in that folder. So that next day we meet, I review that. 10:45 to 11, we do a team huddle. 11 to 12, I return phone calls. 12 to 1:30, lunch. And then I have a 2:30 appointment. And then I have a 4 or 4:30 appointment. And then my day's over. And that's an example of one day. When I make my phone calls, for example, Mondays, I don't have no appointments from 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock. I'm strictly making follow-up phone calls from the previous week. So I plan out my schedule 2 weeks in advance. So I call it my perfect day.
How disciplined are you at staying on that perfect day?
If I can accomplish 60 to 70% of my perfect day, I feel I've been successful.
So there are distractions, emergencies, things that pull you away.
Yes, but that's why I have it in pencil. But it's very nice when a client calls in and they want to get together and you look over your schedule and say, well, I have an opening at 2 o'clock on Thursday or I have a 4 o'clock on Friday. Which one would be best for you? You go right there. You're controlling your week.
You're picking and choosing just like your doctor does.
Yes. The tip about meeting your staff once a day in the morning and having that folder has just helped us so much.
Yeah, that's huge. And you're not doing it by email, which bunches up. You're just doing it at a specific time. It's very focused. They know what's going on, so they're not answering the phone. They're not on the phone when you're trying to talk with them. Everybody knows what's happening, and that's happening daily.
Yes, and let's say they shoot me an email, and I don't want to go into detail with the email. I'll just put in their folder in my Outlook. So when I meet with them, I'm pulling up my physical folder, plus I'm going in my Outlook and looking at their email folder, too, and going over the past emails they shared with me.
You also mentioned that your scheduler is manual. It's written out. It's not on the computer. Have you tried doing it on the computer?
I do on the computer for follow-up phone calls only. I always like to carry my schedule around manually, but on the computer and agent office, I'm very disciplined with that, with follow-up phone calls. So when I come in, I know which phone calls I'm making for that day.
Craig, do you track your numbers?
Yes, I do.
Which numbers are the most important for you to track?
The most important one is called the net income. I want to make sure I'm profitable. But to backtrack, I mean, we're looking for every time someone calls in, we're always asking, where did you hear about us? We really want to know that. And when we put them in our database, there's a spot there for source. And it cannot go in that database without a source. That's very, very important for us. Because we're looking at the amount of money we're investing in that piece of marketing. We want to make sure we're getting a return.
When do you do the review to find out if that marketing was successful? Is that done once a year or per quarter? How often?
I'm embarrassed to say this. It has been done once a year. Now, recently, I've been getting coached where I'm trying to be more on that, be more consistent with tracking my numbers on a monthly basis.
Craig, what drives you?
What drives me? I love spending time with my family. I love balance. And that's the reason I have my staff. My staff does a great job allowing me to have balance. My family is very important to me. And my priorities are God, family, friends. And again, my staff, they're considered family and friends. I'm very fortunate, the staff I have. I wouldn't be here without them. It's just having life balance and spending a precious time with my family.
And you're bringing your son into the business. What would you like to see happen for him?
I want him to... That's a very good question. I don't want him to feel pressured, and I don't want him to judge his success based on my success. I just want him to be able to have his own business and run it the way he feels more comfortable with it. I'll teach him the basics, but I want him to have his own identity.
So do you see him branching out and creating his own team?
I do not see him branching out, but I do want him to learn the basics so he understands and appreciates what the team is. Again, I'm not bringing him on as a buyer specialist. I'm bringing him as an independent agent under the team, where he's going to be learning in the very beginning how to prospect through open houses, expireds, for sale by owners. after he develops a while, we'll then bring him on as a buyer's agent, but I want him to learn the basics like I did.
Craig, why are you successful?
I have a good work ethic. I care about people. I think it comes down to customer service. I really, communication, I said, is a core value of ours, and what I mean by that is when someone calls me, I'm going to return the call the same day. If I had a conversation, we're looking to get some answers, if I don't have the answers, I'm going to return their call the same day and just share with them, I don't have that answer, but here's an update, what's happening. That's very, very important to us, and I think with that communication and the customer satisfaction, you just get that repeat business.
If you were going to advise a brand new agent just getting in the business, what would you tell them to do first?
First thing I would tell them to do is to treat it like a business, to set a business plan, set a budget where they're willing to invest money into the business. I would hire a part-time assistant. I'm very focused on dollar productive activity. Their main mission should be, their main focus should be prospecting for sale by owners, expireds. They should be attending those open houses. They should not be the ones entering this information in the database. That should be delegated to someone else. They shouldn't be writing the letters. That should be someone else. Their main goal is to be prospecting, listing, selling, and going to settlement. And just focus on that. And when they earn enough money, then they can expand out to start creating a farm or focusing on their sphere of influence with mailings. But again, this is such an inexpensive business, again, in the very beginning, if they're willing to work the basics.
Craig, do you think that top agent interviews like the one we're doing now with Mastermind Agent are valuable?
Mike, I think it's very valuable. I copy from everyone. Started back in the years with Star Power with Howard Britton, and then found you here with your interviews. And again, everything I do, I learn from someone else. I may tweak it and implement it a little differently, but I copied everything. As I mentioned, I shadowed Alan Dom. I just heard a variety of different realtors throughout the country. And what I found amazing, these realtors are so willing to share. And it's just such a gift. And again, it's just these interviews, I can't believe people wouldn't take advantage of this. I would not be a $50 million producer. I'd probably be still struggling $5 to $10 million producer without listening to these type of interviews.
Craig, I've gotten to the end of my questions for today. Is there anything else you'd like to talk about that we haven't addressed yet?
I guess I'll just share this. We were talking about these type of interviews. I feel if you're blessed to have so many people give to you, I think it's our responsibility to give to others. And even in your own marketplace, I offer to sit down with realtors in our marketplace just for them to pick my brain and share with them what we are doing. It's not a secret, and there's enough business to go around to everyone. And again, if people have shared with you, I feel you should be sharing with others to help them out in the industry also.
Spread the word.
Yeah, and you'll receive tenfold.
Well, Craig, it pays to give back, and you gave a lot. You leverage your efforts with marketing, technology, systems, and people. You track your numbers to learn what works and what doesn't. You treat your team like family and friends. You are proud of your son and want him to develop at his own speed. You're a great role model. Thank you again for being our top agent of the month. And join us next call when we talk to two agents who formed a partnership and sold 194 homes last year. Find out who they are on the next Success Call.
You've been listening to Success Calls on the Mastermind Agent Network, where top real estate agents from across North America reveal their success secrets, strategies, and systems in up-close and personal interviews. You can find all the calls at www.mastermindagent.com.